Okay. Good morning, Dovzy. Let's Bez Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Good morning, Avi. Today's daf is Psachim, daf Nun Aleph. We are two lines from the bottom on Nun Amid Beis. The Gemara is going to speak about a town that used to be Mafrish Chala, even from rice. Good morning, Tzvi, says the Gemara. B'nei Chozai, the people of this town of Chozai, Nohage de Mefarshi Chala me Aroza, they had a custom to be Mafrish Chala, even from a loaf that was made out of rice. They were Machmir on themselves to even be Mafrish Chala from rice, even though they're not obligated. Also, Amalei l'Rav Yosef. So they came and told Rav Yosef about this minig in this town. Omar Lahu, so Rav Yosef said, Nichla Zar Ba'apayu, let someone who is a non-Kohen eat from the challah of rice in front of them to teach them that their custom is wrong. Let a non-Kohen eat challah in front of them. That's what Rav Yosef thought. Esive Abaye, so Abaye asked his Rebbe Rav Yosef, but didn't we learn in a brisa, Devarim hamutarim, if you have certain things that are really mutter, or va'achirim no'aguban iser, but there's certain people who are going to be machmir about themselves on that question. And even though Tosas points out on Nunal Famadal to your maschal e, the top Tosas, Tosas points out, even if they were knowing that way, just mitam chumra, they know that a loaf of rice is not chayv and challah, but they're being machmir on it. Because there's some people in the town that don't know the difference, and they're afraid if they tell them not to be mafrish challah on rice, they're also not going to be mafrish challah on wheat. That's why they had the custom. But Rav Yosef was worried about the opposite. Rav Yosef was worried that that if they're being mafresh on challah, which on rice, which is not chayiv, so we have to tell them so that they know the difference. So says so. Esve Abaye Dvar Mamutar Machem Nagum Ben Iser. If you have things that are mutter, but so, like challah on rice is mutter. You don't have to take challah on rice, but these people are knowing Iser. So didn't we learn that you're not allowed to be matir in front of them? Because if you're matir this, they're going to come to be matir challah on the real stuff. So you shouldn't be matir in front of them. So how could Rav Yosef say that a non-Kohen should eat from this truma in front of these people? Answer the Gemara, Amar lo, Rav Yosef answered, Abai, v'lav mi itmar Allah. On this price it was stated, Amar Rav Chista Bikusai. Only by kusim we learned that you should not be matir a minug, that the minug was for us. And these people were not kusim. We're going to see in a minute why, what's the difference with the kusim. But there's a special halacha that with kusim you shouldn't do that. But these people we should tell them. Says the Gemara, kusai mai taima. What's the reason why you shouldn't be matir in front of kusim? This that they mistakenly... that they mistakenly are knowing an iser of challah on rice. So why shouldn't you do it? Mishum de misarche milsa. Because if you're going to be matir, the challah that they hold dear, they hold its challah, and you're going to be matir in front of them, they're going to come to be matir, real challah. So Hanach in Shinami, even non-Kusim, the people from B'nai Chozai, since they're not such big Talmidei Chachamim, we should also be worried about them. That they're not going to know the difference. Sarche Milsa. So they're going to come to be lenient in other things. They're going to say, oh, we always had this custom of being Mafrish Challah. They don't really know. They're going to stop being Mafrish Challah even from the Chameshis Minei Dagon. So we're back to the kasha. How could Rav Yosef have been matir to do this in front of them. So this Bryce and the Gemara, it's clear that you are allowed to be knowing a heter in front of Tamidi Chachamim, which are not like Kusim. Even in front of Kusim, even in a town where there are Kusim, you could do it not in front of them. Even though we learned that if you go from place to place, so you're supposed to observe the chumras of the place that you get to. But that's talking about a minig chashuv that was knowing al pita minig chachamim. So there you have to be machmir and observe like the minig amakom. But the brisa, dvar mamutarim, this is talking about minig that was not started by Tamidi Chachamim. Minig Shinabu, they did it on their own. And it was not done on Pitamini Chachamim, and therefore you are allowed to be Matarit, you're allowed to be Noig Heter, Shalo Bifneim, and even Bifneim if they're Tamidi Chachamim. So says Tosus in Dibur Maschilin. This long Tosus has a lot to say about this. But anyway, at this point in the Gemara, we're in Akasha. Why aren't we worried? In this type of minig, that they're going to come to be matir even in front of them. So because of this kasha, the Gemara backs off. Elo amar Ravashi. So rather, Ravashi says, if you have people being machmir on a halacha that's not really correct, Elo amar Ravashi chazina. We have to look. E ruban orez achli. If most of the people of the town, eat rice, that's the main food that most of the people eat. Lo nichla zar ba'apayu. So then, you should not have a non-kohen eat the challah of rice in front of them. Dilma mishtakcha toras challah minayu. Because since that's what most of the people of the town eat, we're afraid if you tell them to stop taking challah from it, they're going to forget the whole din of challah. And then they're not going to even take challah from the 5 mini dagon. If you eat ruban dagon achli, however, if most of the town really eats wheat or barley, not rice, so then nechle zar ba'apayu, it's just a few people that eat the rice, so then it's okay to have a non-kohen eat the truma of the challah of the rice, the challah of the rice in front of them, and teach them that they don't have to be mafresh challah from rice. Because if we don't teach them this, we're worried about a different thing. Dilma asi lafrushe min achiyuv al aptur umin aptur al achiyuv. Because a very dangerous thing could happen. If they think that there's really a din of challah on rice, they're going to come to be mafrush from rice on wheat and wheat on rice. Now that would really be a terrible thing, because since rice is not chayiv in challah, so you're going to come to Siris Yisurim. You know, it's not gonna succeed, right? If you mafrish rice on wheat, doesn't work. If you mafrish wheat on rice, also it's meaningless. And even though these people, again, the same long Tosas adds, even though these people were only mafrish because of a chumrah and they know that rice is not chayv and challah mikra din, nevertheless, some of the people of the town would not know, and they're gonna make a mistake to be mafrish from rice on wheat, and therefore it's important to make sure they know the difference. The Marsha on that Tosus writes that it appears in the words of Tosus that if it's a case that most of the people of the city eat rice, Ravashi said, don't tell them anything because we're afraid maybe they'll forget about challah. It's a chashash on the entire city. Since only very few people eat wheat, it's not, you can't find that so much. So that's why we're not going to be matir in front of them. We're afraid they're going to forget all about the whole idea of challah. So there's a lot of discussion about under what circumstances you tell people that. Long discussion in that Tosus. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We're not done with this yet. So the Gemara is now going to come and teach us in certain places you're not supposed to try to be matir minhagim, even if they're wrong. Gufa. Dvarim amutarim v'acherim nagim ben iser. So we said in that last price that something that's actually meikar adin mutter, but these people are being noheg and iser on it. Iatarashi latirim bifneim. So you're not supposed to go tell them, by the way, you guys don't know what you're doing. Really, that thing is mutter. Amrav chista bekusay askinan. We just said. That's talking about kusim. You should not be matir in front of them a minute that they're knowing. Like we said earlier, because we're afraid if we're matir this, they're going to come to be matir even they don't know. And if you're going to come to be matir from rice, they're going to come to be matir of even from wheat. And a lot of times, by the way, when a rabbi is going to make a decision about what to be matir and what not to be matir, the rabbi has to take into account not only the actual pure halacha, but the way people are going to take what he says. And if people are going to get confused, then you have to be careful about it. So I ask the Gemara, only the kusim you shouldn't be matir. V'kule amalo, but even non-kusim, it's mutter to be matir in front of them, something that they're noheg in iser. V'atanya, do we learn in a braisa? Rochatzin, l'shnei achin ke'echad. The halacha is that two men, again, they used to have like shower houses, right? People would have bath houses. People didn't have running water in their homes. So there was a central shower house. So in most towns, they had no problem with two brothers taking a shower in the same, neighboring showers. Two brothers. Because we're not worried that two brothers are going to come to commit averus if they're like cavorting naked in a shower. So most places had no problem with two brothers going in the shower together. Or let's say two brothers going to the mikveh together. I don't know, two brothers. So a braisa says it's permissible for two brothers to go to the mikveh together. We're not worried about bad thoughts and stuff if the two brothers. But in kvul, in this place called kvul, they had a chumra, even two brothers should not take a shower together. They were worried. A story happened with Yehuda and Hillel, two sons of Rabbi Gamliel. They didn't know the minig in Kvul, or they did know the minig, but they came from a place like most of the rest of the world where the minig was, it's okay. So they took a shower. They went to the shower house together in Kvul. Vilaz alem kol medina, and the whole town went crazy at them. Amru. We never saw in our town. We have the minig. The two brothers don't take a shower together. So one of the two brothers quickly left the inner shower house and he went to the outer house covered until his brother finished the shower so that he shouldn't be showering together with him. These people, Hillel and Ram Gamliel, didn't want to tell the townspeople, by the way, you guys, this is a chumrah that is not necessary. We don't follow this psak. He didn't want to say it to them, even though these people were not kusai. So you see that even not by kusai. And the Gemara is going to tell three or four more stories about this. Yotzim bekor dekison b'shabbos. It's permissible to walk out on Shabbos with these big, thick, wide shoes. We're not afraid you're going to take them off and come to carry them. But in this town called Birei, their minhag was not to wear these shoes on Shabbos because people would take them off and show them to each other or whatever it was. The same two brothers. They happened to get stuck in a lot of these places. The story happened with Yehuda and Hillel. They did wear those shoes in Birr. And the people of the town said, our minhag is not to do this. Yehuda and Hillel took these shoes off and gave them to their avadim. I'll get back to that in a second, why he gave them to their avadim. They didn't want to tell them, hey, Rabbi, you have the wrong minig in this town. There's no reason to be machmir on these shoes. The whole rest of the world does not observe this. Now, what does it mean they gave them to their avadim? Isn't it an Eved Kanani also chayiv in mitzvahs? So they asked this kasha. An Eved Kenani is chayev in mitzvahs like a woman. So even their avadim are chayev. So why do you say the achronim asked this kasha? Furthermore, even Eved Goy Shalom Mol V'tova Klal L'Shem Avoda, he's not chayev in mitzvahs like a woman. So it's still, he's chayev in observing Shabbos on the Pasuk, right? It says in the Torah, V'yom Hashi Tishmos L'man Yanuach V'yinofesh Ben Amoscha V'ager. Gemara says in Yevamos that even your Eved has to be Shoves. Sounds like also that the slaves were carrying them. They didn't even wear them. And if they're carrying them for them in Rosh Hashanah, so they're violating Hotzah. So the Achronim answer, we're talking about Avadim Goyim, hired Avadim Goyim, that the owners did not own them. These type of Avadim, the Adon is not mitzuvah on Shvisa. They were just hired for the day. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon Shindal Tzif Gimel, that if you just hire a guy to work for you for the day, so he's not chayev to not observe malacha. And it's possible that we're talking about Avadim Shagufum Kanoi, Shalohotzius, but they didn't carry them. Okay, anyway, the Achronim are bothered by this kasha. Let's continue. Now, what a third example. V'yoshin al safsali nachim b'shabbos. Our third halach is you are permitted to sit on safsali nachim. What's safsali nachim? The bench that the non-Jews used to conduct business on the bench. You're allowed to sit on the bench on Shabbos. V'ein yoshin al safsali nachim b'shabbos ba'akko. But in the city of Akko, the custom was you couldn't sit there because people are going to think you're conducting business. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shiyashav al Safsali Nachum B'Shabbos Ba'Akko. Reb Shimon Gamliel sat on the bench. V'la'az alav kolam b'dina. They all made fun of him. Amru miyamein l'arinu kach. We never saw people do that. Nishmat, so he got off the bench. Al gabe karka. V'lo ratzalom alen mutarnatem. In all these cases, they didn't want to say. In this verse, it says all three of these cases, these people, even by non-kusim, they didn't want to tell them. They didn't want to be matrit in front of them. So this is a question against Rav Chista, who said that the whole entire first brisa that we had was only by kusim. You're not supposed to tell them, but by everybody else, you can tell them. And all these cases, the people they were knowing Easter because of a chumrah. They were machmir on themselves. Not because of a mistake. They weren't making a mistake. They were machmir in this case. So the Gemara is asking, you see from over here, you're not supposed to tell somebody. Says the Gemara, B'nei Medina Nami, Kevin Delo Shechei Rabbanan Gabayo, Kikusim Damu. All these cases were like the suburbs. They weren't a lot of rabbis of these towns. There were a lot of simple people in the suburbs. So these people, since they don't have a lot of Talmidei Chachamim in the town, so they're considered like kusim. They don't know all the halachas. They're not so careful. So we're afraid if we tell them that what they're doing, the chumrah that they have, is really meaningless, they're going to come to also be matir in other instances where they shouldn't be doing it. Says the Gemara, wait a second, let's go through the cases here. Bishlam safsali nachrim. I understand why they had a minig not to sit on those benches that people would do business on Shabbos. So Bishum Demechse Kemeka Humemkar, because it looks like you're going to be doing business on Shabbos. Bikur Dekisa Nami, by those cases, the wide shoes. Dilma Mishdalfin, maybe you're going to take the shoe off. Asi Lissin Abramas Mishasarab, you're going to come to carry the shoe. Ela Rochatzin, my time alone. What's the problem with two brothers washing in the mikveh together? What's the problem with the two brothers going to take a shower? Says the Gemara, Kiddisanya, the problem is, Imakol Adam Rochatz, a person can go to the bathhouse and go to the mikveh with everyone. Chutz me aviv. Person should not go to the mikveh with his father. Why? Because Rashi explains that if you see your father naked, and you'll realize that's where you came out of, it's going to cause bad thoughts. Tosas Chachmei Anglia adds that we're afraid even a person's going to, some Rishonim say we're afraid a person's going to commit an aver with his father. The Meiri writes that it's a lack of kavod. We're afraid that once you see your father naked, it's going to cause you to like, to laugh, to joke around, and to lose proper respect for a father. It's interesting. Keep this in your mind. So some of the Tosas Chachmei Anglia says it's a chashash of, and Rashi also seems to say, Rashi says it's going to come to bad thoughts. Tosas Chachmei Anglia says maybe you even come to commit an avera, or to have a taiva, to have an avera with your father. And the Meiri says, no, it's just a lack of kavod. Nothing to do with any kind of bad hirhurim. It's a lack of kavod. We're going to see enough kamina of this in a minute. So who else? Imakal Adam Rochets Chutz Me'aviv, you shouldn't go to the mikveh with your father. V'chamav, and not your father-in-law. Rashi says, because you're going to think about where your wife came from. Ubal imo, or your mother's husband, who's not your father. Ubal achoso, or your brother-in-law. Rabbi Yehuda matir ba'aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no problem with going to the mikveh with your father. Mipnei kavod aviv. Because your father might need your help. You have an elderly father taking him to the mikveh. So you should. So in the Shevet Alevi, that's I think Rav Vosner, right? Rav Shmuel Vosner. He explains that the machlokus here is exactly the machlokus he said before. What's the iser? If it's about hirhurim, so then even the father is a problem. But if it's about kavod, so then sometimes your father's going to need you. What do you mean? The bigger kavod for your father, if it's all about kavod for the father, so then Rabbi Huda says, no, if you have an elderly father, it makes sense that you should take him. It's a bigger covet for your father that you do go with him, not that you don't go with him. So, Rabbi Huda, matir ba'aviv b'pnei covet aviv. V'hu adin labal imo, also your mother's husband. If he needs your help. Hang on, one second. Let me just finish the sentence. So one second. V'hu adin labal imo. V'asu inu v'gazer b'shnei achin. So, really, it's permissible to go to the mikveh with other relatives, just not with these few, your father, your father-in-law, your mother's husband, or your brother-in-law. V'asu inu v'gazer b'shnei achin. But the people of the town of Kavul, they even made a decree by two brothers, Mishum balachoso. Because they're afraid if you let other brothers go, so people are going to come to do it also with your brother-in-law. Brothers like a brother-in-law. Let me just finish one second, Mordechai. And the Braisa concludes, Tana Talmud lo yirchatzim rabo. A Talmud should not go to the mikveh with his Rebbe. A student should not go to the bathhouse with the Rebbe, because there should be a sense of kavod. V'im rabo tzarech lo. But if the Rebbe needs the student's help, then mutter, because then that is a covenant. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mordechai, go ahead. Well, they made sure not to look. I mean, they made sure not to look. And Cham got cursed because some say Sirso, some say Rivo. Exactly this point. Some say, right, the Rashi says that some say he actually committed an Aveira, that Cham committed an Aveira with his father. Sirso and Rivo. So that, yeah, that's exactly the point. I think that highlights this issue. I always take my sons to the mikveh. We go to the mikveh again. But also the Mefarshim say you can cover yourself up. You know, you don't have to uncover yourself. When you go to the mikveh, you can cover yourself up. And it depends whether they go individually. You go into the each thing individually so the kid doesn't have to see the father. But anyway, you have this issue of the tznius here. Okay, let's continue. There is a prohibition to eat chelev of animals that could be brought on the Mizbeach. Kol chelev shor v'chesev eiz lo so chelev. You get kares for eating chelev. However, the Torah does not permit, it's only the type of chalev that would be burnt, that would be makar on the mizbeach. Apparently, an animal has a lot of different types of chalev, right? So the Tanaim have a machlokas, which exact types of fats are considered part of the Isser. So let's take a look at the next Gemara. Discusses the minug of eating fats in various places. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Chana went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he ate this fat called the Chalev HaYeser. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the minig was yes to eat it, and in Bavel, the minig was not to. Ki asa, Rabbi Bar Chana, when Rabbi Bar Chana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Ochal de Ayatra, he ate the certain fat, the stomach fat of the animal, which is on the inside, which is called the Chalev HaYeser, because in Eretz Yisrael, where he came from, the minig was yes to eat it, and in Bavel, the minig was not to eat it. So they came to visit him. Oh, no, guests came from Eretz Yisrael, and they saw he was eating this fat. So when he saw them walk in, so he covered over the fact that he was eating this fat. He didn't want them to see it because he knew that the minig in Bavel was not to eat it. So they caught him. So they went and told Abaye that Rabbi Bar Chana, the guest of Eretz Yisrael, was eating the Chalev HaYeser. So Amar Lahu. So Abaye responded, Rabbi Bar Chana, Shavinchu Kikusai. He behaved in front of you as if you're a kusi. Because he learned in the Braisa, Devar Mamutar Bachem Nagam and Isser, you're not allowed to be matar in front of them, only by kusim. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Bar Chana, Les Lehadisnan, what about the Mishnah? Why didn't he have to observe the Chumrah of the place that he came to? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, if you're going from a place where something's mutter to a place where it's Aser, Nosan Allah Chumri Amakam Shayatim Sham, V'Chumri Amakam Shahalach L'Sham, shouldn't he have to observe the Chumras of the place that he went to? Since he went to Bavel, and the Minig in Bavel was to be Machmir, so why wasn't he Machmir? So, in order to understand the Gemara's answer, we have to add in the following. That the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael had smicha, ish mi pi ish had Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they can even judge Dine Knossos, because in order to judge Dine Knossos, laws of penalties, you had to have smicha. But the smicha was only given in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, you couldn't give smicha. And therefore, the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael could be done Dine Knossos, but the Dayanim Bavel could not do this. So says the Rambam. Yeah. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Hani Mili, when did we say that you have to observe the Chumras of the place that you're coming to? Mi Bavel Le Bavel. If you're going from one city in Bavel to another city in Bavel, Umay Eretz Yisrael, or a city in Eretz Yisrael to a city in Eretz Yisrael, so since nobody has power over the other, so we're worried about machlokes, and therefore you should make sure to observe the laws of the town. Inami also, mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael. If you're going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and they have a chumra in Eretz Yisrael, you should observe the chumra in Eretz Yisrael. Kal v'chomer, because the Bnei Bavel were secondary to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, since the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael had smicha, so the people of Bavel had to observe the chumras of the people of Eretz Yisrael. Avol me Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, but when someone's traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, lo, so then he does not have to observe the chumras of Bavel. Kevan da anan kaifinan lo, since the Bnei Bavel were subservient, the rabbis in Bavel, since they didn't have smicha, were subservient to the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they would be Mekadesh the Chadashim, and they would do Ibar HaShana, and the Dayanim of Eretz Yisrael had smicha, they could judge Dine Knossos, and the Dayanim of Bavel did not have smicha. Therefore, Avdina and Kavasayu, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who come to Bavel, they can observe their Minhagim from Eretz Yisrael, because we're not worried that the thing is going to come to Machlokas, because their rabbis were viewed at that time as more powerful, as stronger, and therefore they don't have to change. They do not have to change their minhagim. That's one answer. The Rashi explains only Bnei Eretz Yisrael Abayim LeBavel Nohagim Kaminag Yisrael, but not Bnei Bavel. So that's one answer. The Gemara gives another answer. Rav Ashi Amar, no, Afilu Tema Me'eretz Yisrael LeBavel. Even if you'll tell me that even someone going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, it's usher to be to change from the minhag of Bavel. Hani Mili Hecha De'ein Dato Lachzor. That's if he's not intending to go back to Eretz Yisrael, then he has to observe the laws of Bavel. The Rabba Babar Chana. However, Rabba Babar Chana. Hold on 1 second. The Rabba Babar Chana. And Rabba Babar Chana, who ate the fat of the Yeser like the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Daito Lach Sarhava. His intention was to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he did not have to observe the Minhage Bavel. What's the root of the dispute between Abaye and Rav Ashi? Again, Abaye answered that when you go to from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you don't have to observe the Minhage Bavel because Bavel's kafaf to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Ashi said it's because he was intending to go back. So the Sfasemis writes, what's the root of the dispute between Abaye and Rav Ashi? They're arguing, what is the reason why you have to observe, like the Minhag HaMakom, that you come? Abaye holds that we're only afraid of Machlokas. And therefore, when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you're allowed to observe Eretz Yisrael, because at that time, the people of Bavel respected the Minhagim of Eretz Yisrael, because the Eretz Yisrael had the rabbis with smicha, and they judged the Knossos. So it's not going to come to Machlokas. Rav Ashi holds, no, it's not because of Machlokas. Because if that's true, what's the difference whether he's intending to go back or not intending to go back? Rather, the reason is that Me'ikar Adin, not because of Machlokas. Once you are a member of this place, since you now live here, so the Minhagim of this place are now applied to you. So that's why if you're intending to go back, so you're not really living here. So therefore, if you're intending to go back, you don't have to take the Minhagim. That's a big, big issue, right? This comes up about observing 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. When you go from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, how many days of Yontif should you observe? If you go for one Yontif, if you go for all three Yomim Tovim, is it Daito Lachzor? There's a famous tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi. Everybody knows the Chacham Tzvi's tshuva. The famous tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, that he says, even if you just go for one Yontif, you only observe one day. Everybody who doesn't observe any other of the tshuvas of the Chacham Tzvi, they all know this Chacham Tzvi. This is the one Chacham Tzvi that everybody, a lot of people who don't observe anything else the Chacham Tzvi said, but this one they know, I have a friend, he actually made a t-shirt of the Chacham Tzvi's tshuva. And second day Yontif in Israel, he was running around wearing the t-shirt with the Chacham Tzvi's tshuva on it. I have a friend like that. It's a big dispute, how many days Yontif you should keep when you go. It all depends on this question, like what's Daito Lachzor. So if you're intending to go back, so are you allowed to really observe the Minhage Eretz Yisrael? One other point about this. We'll get to it in a minute. Let's continue. All right, we're a little behind in time. Let's continue. So here we go. The Gemara now is going to judge whether or not if the sons or the Talmidim of Rabba Bar Chana, are they allowed to rely on his psak from Eretz Yisrael and eat this chel of Hayeser? Amalei Rabba Bar Chana lebrei. So Rabba Bar Chana said to his son, Bini, lo sochal, I'm allowed to eat it in Eretz Yisrael, but you don't eat this chel of Hayeser, lo befanai, even not in front of me, velo shelo befanai, and certainly not in front of me. Anisha Raisis Rabbi Yochanan Sheachal, I saw in Eretz Yisrael the Rabbi Yochanan ate it in Eretz Yisrael. So Kedaihu Rabbi Yochanan, Lismachalov Bafanov Vishalo Bafanov. I could rely on Rabbi Yochanan in front of him and not in front of him. Ata Lora Iso, so you never saw Rabbi Yochanan eating it. Lo Sochal Bain Bafanai Bain Shalom Bafanai. So you're not allowed to eat it. Unbelievable. Like, why couldn't he rely on his father? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a long discussion about this in Dibros Moshe. I don't have the time to go into it now. Maybe I'll put it in the chat afterwards. But Now, the Gemara is now going to, now the Gemara is going to say, Upliga didea didei. These words that Rabbi Bar Bachana said contradict Rabbi Bar Bachana's own words by another minug. Dama Rabbi Bar Bachana, because Rabbi Bar Bachana said in a different contest, Sachli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar. One time Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar told me the following story. Pamas nechnasti achar Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lukunya Lagina. One time I followed Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lukunya into a garden. Vinatal, and this Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lukunya, took sfiche kruv. He took leaves of a cabbage that had svichim, are things that grew during the Shemitah by themselves. Nobody planted them. Sviche kruv, right? These types of this vegetation that grew by itself on the cabbage plant. It was in Shemitah after the Zman Abir. V'achal, v'nasanli. And he ate and he gave to Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar. V'amali bini. Befanai, in front of me, achol, you can eat these sviche kruv. Shelo befanai lo tocha, but not in front of me, you shouldn't eat them. Ani sharisis Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai she'achal, I who saw Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai who ate the sviche kruv, kedahi Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, lismach Allah befanav shelo befanav, I could eat it even not in front of him. But ata, you never saw Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai eating it, befanai achol, shelo befanai lo tocha. In front of me, you can eat it, but not in front of me, don't eat it. So this contradicts, because before he said, even in front of me, you shouldn't eat it. So steer in the words of Rabbi Bar Bachana. This Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, from here we see, even if he saw the minug, Shafil imra minug heter mi misha ena royal lahoris bedavar, velohitim mitoch limud yochal lismochalav befanav, even though he heard it from the Talmud, he could eat it in front of him. Because that person saw an Adam Gadol. Shari Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosef ben Lekunya, he was matel Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar lechol to eat in front of him. Even though Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosef ben Lekunya himself wasn't matir it himself, he only heard it from his Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And yet Rabbi Bar Bachana said to his son not to rely on it even befanav. Because he wasn't matir himself, he was only matir because he saw Rabbi Yochanan. Now where did this come from? My Rabbi Shimon, where was this case that Rabbi Shimon held that Sviche Krov is mutter? The sign you will enter the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol HaSvichim, all of the growths during Shemitah that grew on their own, vegetables that grow by themselves, you didn't plant them. Asurin, after the Zman HaBir, you're not allowed to eat them. Chutz MiSviche Krov, except for the cabbage ones. Why? She'en Kayotze Ben B'Yerek HaSad, because they're very unique. There's nothing else like it. So we're not afraid that people are going to get confused. Ain kamo kru b'shar yorang zada she'eino kala l'chaya she'besadus kol yimos ha'choref. It's always around. So it doesn't have as mana beer. V'chachamer omim no. Kol ha'svich and asurin. You can't distinguish. All of the aftergrowths that grow on their own are all asur. Vitarvayu Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. They're both arguing within the Pin Rabbi Akiva. The Sani, because learned in the Braisa. The Torah says, Hein lo nizrav, lo nesofas tvua seinu. How are you going to eat during the Shemitah? Klai Yisrael says, what are you going to eat? Amar Rabbi Akiva. V'chimiacha she'ein zorin mehechan osfin. Why is the double language? Hein lo nizrav, lo nesofas tvua seinu. Obviously, if you don't plant, you're not going to harvest anything. What's the double language? Mikan l'svichin shein asurin. So Rabbi Kiv says, we learned from this that the svichin, the aftergrowths that grow on their own, even if you didn't plant it, it grew on its own. It's asur b'achila after the zman abiyur. Says the Gemara, b'may kamiflagi. So what are Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham about Sviche Kruv, what are they arguing? Rabbanan Savre, Gazrinan Sviche Kruv, Atu Shar Sviche de Alma. The Chachamim say we make Gzera and we forbid Sviche Kruv because we're afraid if we let you eat those aftergrowths, even though those were growing the whole winter long, but if you're going to eat those things that grew on their own, so you're going to come to eat other things. Rabbi Shimon Savre, Lo Gazrinan Sviche Kruv, Atu Sviche de Alma. He says we don't have to make a gzeira sviche kruv atu, the other sviche d'alma. So that's a question about whether or not we extend the isur svichim even to sviche kruv or not. Fine. Last little piece here. We learned in the Mishnah, if you go from a place that they do malacha Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos to a place that they don't do, or from a place that they don't do malacha to a place that they do, so then you have to observe both customs. But then it says, don't change the minhag makom. So the Mishnah contradicts itself. Bishlama haholich mimakom she'osin lemakom she'einosin. If you go from a place where they do malacha to a place where they don't do malacha, nosin alam chum mimakom she'alach l'sham. Yeah, you should observe the chumrah and don't try to do malacha because that's going to cause machlokas. V'lo levit, so don't do malacha. Elo, wait a second. Mimakom she'einosin, lamakom she'osin. If you go to a place that they do malacha, al yishan adepeh machlokas. V'nevid, you should do malacha. Ha'armis nosin chum yimakom she'alach l'sham, chum yimakom she'yaz misham. But in your place, they don't do malacha, so you have to observe the chumrah. The Mishnah contradicts itself. So Amar Abaye Aresha. So Abaye says, you're right. Right. This that it says, don't change the minhag, is only going on the first half of the statement. But in the second half of the statement, you should change the minhag. Don't do malacha like the new place. Rava Amar, no. La'olam asefa. No, you could say it's going on the same. Vahachi kamar. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. Why should you change from the minhag amakom and not do malacha? Ein bizu mipnei shinui amachlokas. By observing, by changing the minhag, that will not cause machlokas. And therefore, you could change the minhag amakom by keeping your own minhag by not working. If you come from a place that they don't work, and you go to a place that they do work, you should keep your own minhag. And that's not a problem in creating machlokas. Micah Armis, because what's the people of the town going to see you not doing work? They do work, and you're not doing work. What are they going to say? Haroa Omer. Malacha Asura. What are you going to say? That somebody who sees you is going to think that they're not allowed to do work? That's not what we're going to think. Meimar Amri, Kamen Batlani, Avim B'Shukah. There's a lot of people that don't go to work for a living. What's the big deal? There's a lot of Batlanim in the Shuk. And so they're not going to come to to think that you're violating the Minhag HaMakom. They're just going to think that you're taking a day off or that you're independently wealthy. And you don't go to work for a living. So then they're not going to worry. Yeah, I go to work, but you don't go to work. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.